This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the worst I've ever seen.
It was not a profitable night
from you. I mean, we're in the red. I mean, this is 1-for-5.
Hate starting.
And let's
like
just
that.
Be honest. The one was damn near due to a torn ACL from Kyrie Irving that allowed him to only play 9 minutes in a game, or he may have gone off. You would have gone 0-for-5.
Thank you for your sacrifice, Kyrie.
No, I don't think he's thinking. Yeah, Nico's damn sure not thinking about sacrifice.
I don't care about that turd.
God. I mean, I'm really starting to feel bad for Nico as the days continue to go. I mean, what's next, man? Good God.
I hate starting a week like that, man.
No.
It's all uphill now. I got to get back in the green.
But you got you got to catch up.
And I will.
I was asking for 70%. I think I'm going to have to maybe do like I did with the Rockets, what I'm doing with the Rockets, and recalibrate.
I gave you 20%.
My expectation for the rest of the year and the rest of your week. 60. Can you climb out of this hole? Damn, Tyler. Can you please climb it? There are people who text in and depend on you.
I know it.
Ocho wouldn't even text you by name today by this.
Damn, Ocho.
Just put that
We'll
in.
Get back on track here in a little bit. I promise you that.
Put words in your mouth, Ocho, but I just felt like it. See, it did. You want some money? Ocho won some money last night on U of H in Kansas.
Bet you Kansas, know. Huh?
And I told you I didn't feel good about that Rockets. I told you that. And you were all right. Till they just... Now, granted, for you, in your defense... You didn't know that Ime Udoka was throwing in the towel and waving the white flag prior to the game.
Yeah, just calling it before the tip.
That's a tough. Like, I feel like, I don't know, I feel like that one is one, I don't know how you do it, but very much like what happened with you, I feel like that one should be taken off the board. I think you should be given the option.
I don't know how Underdog does it, but when you have an injury and play, even if they play and like get injured early, like in the first quarter or something.
But that's with individual, right? They don't do that with team. They don't do it.
But I mean, there's clearly a way to do it. When a team you bet on rolls out literally one starter that they typically start, then like you should have the opportunity in the first quarter of the game to cancel your bet.
And then they tell that starter, hey man. Coming out in the third quarter, man, chill out, man. Take the night off.
Well, the crazy thing is that my kind of luck is I'd be the one that would have called and been like, no, I want it back. I canceled the bet, and then they win and then convincingly.
It was 112-106 with a little over eight in the fourth. I know Tyler's like, yeah, I don't know.
Got a chance.
Yeah.
Not so much.
I told you, I don't know how I felt about that Hornets.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got away.
That DeRozan bet was a bad beat because that was over 21.5 points. Of course, he just needed one more bucket. He finished with 20.
Yeah. Well,
just needed a freaking
layup. Got both of us on that one, cuz.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry about that, Dirty.
Not Kyrie Irving, though. Kyrie Irving won you for it.
Thank you for your sacrifice.
So maybe just bet against Nico. Maybe that's where the luck is. Just bet against anything poor happening to the Mavericks or that would be bad to... Damn, like, hey, maybe Luka goes for 70 tonight. If Luka goes for 50 tonight, would they be doing to Nico?
What a turd of a GM they got up there in Dallas.
I mentioned that man in that eulogy, man. That's where I said, well, this had to have reached Jack Easterby territory.
What an idiot.
Clint, before we get to Tyler's trying to get back on track with best bet, we just talked about Davante Adams. We heard about Deebo Samuel. How much do you think? Because, again, when you look at the Texans, hey, man, hey, back-to-back division winners. They are in a, probably a division where they're going to win again. The odds are they're going to be in the playoffs. It's a great city and place to live in, especially with an athlete with money. Go to that rodeo and you'll see. Go to any big event like that, you feel like that, you'll see. A lot of these guys come and stay. There's a lot that's a positive thing for them. Do you think Nick Cayley is something that is something that the Texans are having to overcome with some of these free agents, especially when it gets down to I'm picking this team over another team? Is that something? Because the Deebo Samuel thing, I know that tipped off in your head to where, hey, a lot of the stuff is even, except there's a big difference probably between the history of Cliff Kingsbury as an OC, at least, and creative play caller compared to the unknown of Nick Cayley.
I think it's as real gets. I think when you narrow this thing down to, okay, let's say playoff caliber teams. Because, look, Deebo Samuel, Devontae Adams, Cooper Kupp, these guys aren't going. Last year it was the running backs, right? I mean, Derrick Henry and Saquon Barkley and Joe Mixon and Diggs. Like, these guys aren't going to play for teams and going to choose to play for teams that don't give it a real chance to at least get to the playoffs and get in the tournament, right, at the very least. So
they're just about a money grab.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, how many of those guys, like Devontae's not about a money grab, no. Right? I mean, most of these guys have already made a boatload of money, Cooper's, and the reason that they're playing is to win a championship, right? Nobody wants to go play in a dysfunctional ass organization anywhere. That's just an awful life beyond winning and losing. It's an awful life, right? Like, we're talking about guys that have choices, right? And so when you narrow this thing down to teams that, we're talking about the final eight, final 12 teams in the league. Let's call it that, right? 12 teams in the league. And now, okay, who's wide receiver needy? Okay, now you're down to six or seven teams. And who has the cap space to pay it and the want? Who's in the game? Like, I just think when you start narrowing this thing down, the Texans offense is not going to be a place where guys want to come to play that have choices. Like, if they have other choices to go, you know, to play in the playoffs with a playoff caliber team. Like, I don't know that you, CJ Stroud can carry, you know, a little bit of that, but he can't carry it all himself. I mean, Nick Cayley is an offensive coordinator. Nobody knows what the hell the offense is even going to look like.
God bless, brother.
Like, you got to just take Nick Caserio's word for it. If you've never met Nick Caserio and you're a player and you walk in and sit down and you're talking to Nick Caserio about the staff that he just built and what Nick, I mean, how far does Nick, hey, Nick Cayley, man, he is highly sought after in NFL circles. Okay. You know, what's his offense look like?
I think we're
in the process of building that. And then you go to Washington, it's Cliff Kingsbury, and go, here's Jaden Daniels, here's what we did last year. Here's what I did with Kyler Murray. Both of those guys were in the running for one of them was a rookie of the year. Hell, both of them were rookie of the year, weren't they? Did Kyler win rookie of the year?
I think so.
But you know, both of them were in the MVP conversation. They didn't win it, but they were in the MVP conversation. So I just think that those are real conversations that guys like Deebo and Devontae and Cooper Kupp and all these guys that are proven winners and have pelts on the wall. Yeah, I think that's real conversations that are ahead. I think the Texans they right now they don't have a lot to offer.
I think right now the real hope is that guys want to come play with CJ, which I think there is something to that. Right now, more than the OC, just because of the unknown. But
yeah, I think they do. But I think there's just as many that want to play with Jaden Daniels. I think there's
we just watched one.
Yeah, I mean, you look around the league. I think there's just as many that want to play with playoff caliber quarterbacks. So,
but like, yeah. like for me, it's like, all right, hey, if you're going head up with like the Steelers, that's another team that was in on the word with the Deebo Samuel. Oh, hell, maybe you got a shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. yep.
So. Yeah, we'll see if that is something that the overall portion of the offense outside of C.J. Stroud, that is something that is a potential thing they have to overcome right now until people get a more understanding of what their offense is going to be. All right, Tyler, let's get back on track. What do you got on here? Let's hear T. Mill's best bet.
Yeah, as I often tell y'all, scared money don't make money. Last night sucked.
Sure didn't last night.
But we get back on track tonight. I feel good about it. Five more for you. Five NBA bets around the NBA this evening. First two against the spread. Suns plus three. They'll be at home taking on the Clippers. Next, I got the hometown team. I got the Rockets plus 4.5 tonight at the Pacers. As Ron's been telling you, only player right now for the Rockets for sure not going to be in this one is Van Vliet. Then I got an over for you. It's a very low number. This might be my favorite one. I feel pretty good about it. Raptors at Magic, over 209 points tonight. Over 209. And then two player props, just like yesterday. No blown ACLs to win this time, please. Giannis, the Greek freak.
Please, I don't think the NBA can handle one of these guys.
The Greek freak, as the Bucks are going to be taking on the Hawks. I have him under 30.5 points tonight. And then the turd himself, always chewing that mouth guard, Steph Curry. I got him over 4.5 rebounds as the Warriors travel to New York to take on the Knicks. Those are your five NBA best bets on a Tuesday. Tell me you like something, please.
First off, if one of these guys has an injury, we are leading the show with this tomorrow. I clearly like, and I want this cut up. Like,
curse. That Milner curse.
I love the Steph Curry one, as them and the Knicks both shoot a lot of threes. That's long rebounds. I like the thought of that with him. And look, I like the Rockets tonight. They frustrated me, but this should be an up and down game, and I think they'll get enough stops. 4.5. I like that. I like that one. Okay. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. I like those two. Giannis and the Hawks. That's a bad matchup for the Hawks. I don't know who they're going to have, but 30.5 is a big number. Hawks been playing a little bit better. The game winner they had last night against Memphis. We'll see. So
just don't think about SGA dropping 50 on the Rockets' head last night.
I like your
don't
Curry
think about that.
I like your Curry.
I do too. Yeah, 4.5. Them and the Knicks, long rebounds.
Mm-hmm. You want me to throw some cash on it for you?
No, I'm good.
Oh, hell no.
All right.
Out of them damn turkey legs. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job, as always. Shout out to the cow. She made it home safely. I hope she gets what she's looking for. Coming up behind us.
Herschel.
Big Hersch. Herschel Savage coming. Some of my porn watchers may know who that is. Coming up next, Texans All Access. Then... and then Area 45 following that. I am Ron, the show, as always, Houston. We love you, baby. When someone else instead of me. News in Houston. We have...
I just saw your freaking tweet.
We have a cow that has escaped at the rodeo, and it was... It was last seen running away from NRG Stadium towards OSD.
Last spotted on Old Spanish Trail.
He's running away from NRG.
We got what an APB on a cow, folks.
He's dipped. Ladies and gentlemen, last seen running. We've got Dirty Red the cow. Last seen running.
Somebody stop. Look that out, man.